Hello everyone, it's me and it's me again. So first of all, I'm just gonna say that I'm really sorry for all the background noise you might be hearing. And also I'm just gonna have a little snack by my side, so I'm sorry if you hear some chewing noises. I don't really mean it. Okay, so today you can see by the title, we're talking about sadness. Now I have had a lot of experiences with this and you know what, let's share it. But they also involve a lot of other people, and I'm not sure they're really comfortable being exposed or actually coming out to social media. So I'm just gonna refer them to as other people's names or anonymous. So I have a friend, and well, we've been friends for a long time. It's been a year now, actually 2 years now, I think. So we spent a lot of time together, but at first we had a very rocky start, okay? Like, we were not even friends. We never used to talk. But after that, when a lot of things started to happen, I texted her because I remembered a few things and I just was like, well, let's try to talk to her. And well, that became into a very good friendship. But we had our ups and downs, we had a lot of fights. A lot of the times we were coming to points that were breaking up. So a lot of things happened with that, but right now we're still friends and we're keeping everything normal. So she was, I don't know, but if she was a mentally stable person or not, but I think she was, and she was happy. And yeah, I just never thought of her as a person who would be sad. But one day, out of nowhere, we were talking. We were on a video call, and we were just talking. And then she left. Okay, and I was so confused. I was astonished and puzzled because I did not know what caused her to leave. Was it anger? Was it sadness? Or was it a past thing that came to her mind? So I asked her. By texting her because she didn't want to come to the meeting again. And I asked her what happened. And she told me that I feel sad and I feel alone. And in a second, I felt a connection to her because I had had those exact same feelings where I suddenly felt everything was meaningless. Or that I was just useless. A lot of bad thoughts, I'm bad, yeah. A lot of bad thoughts started to come to my mind. And I don't know, I just felt sad but angry at the same time. I felt irritated and annoyed, and I told her all of that. I said, "Are you feeling alone? Do you feel like everything is meaningless? Are you feeling sad and bored, like you have nothing to do, no purpose?" And she immediately connected with me as well, and she said, "Yeah, that's exactly what I'm feeling. Everything, loneliness, sadness, everything." And I told her a few solutions because I had just gone through that like a week ago. So I told her to do a few things. Okay, and it turned out to be a long process. Okay, like at the end, there was a lot of crying, and yeah, a lot of things happened. I'm not gonna get into it too deep. But at that moment, I realized people are so weird, so unique. How could, and I felt so confused about myself as well, like how and why. Did I feel those feelings? Like, what had happened to me at that time? Why did I feel so irritated, annoyed, and bored and lonely when I had a whole family with me? I had my friends with me. I could just call them up and I could distract myself. But no, at that time, loneliness is what worked for me in return. So that's what I wanted to talk about as well. Sometimes when you feel you're lonely, being alone also works. So I put on a movie or I put on a show. I got some ice cream. I got some chips. Okay, although ice cream, chocolate ice cream chips are not a very good combination. I hate it. But yeah, I got that. And I started and I turned on the AC on, whatever. And I switched off the lights and I just started the movie. And I felt so great in 2 hours. I enjoyed myself so much. And while I was feeling alone and I was just like, oh my God, the world has just stopped. Nobody cares about me. The thing you need to realize is that there's a everything is working right now. Everybody's doing their own thing. Everybody around you is there. Your family is there, right next door, or right away from a call. Everybody is just there. It's you yourself who has to decide it. So this is the first segment. What I wanted to discuss was that you can find loneliness with loneliness. You can just put on something for yourself alone and you can completely enjoy it. Or without uselessly thinking that there's nobody around you can actually realize the people that are around you. Stop cribbing over the people that have left you, but actually appreciate the people that are around you. Hello everyone, welcome to the second segment. So now we're going to actually talk about the things we can do to remove that sadness because, well, in the first segment I told you about an experience that I had and a thing that I realized. And also it came with a moral. But now we're going to talk about things that we can do to actually, yeah, you can just throw away that sadness. First, that I think you should do, but not go to the extent of it, is why are you feeling sad? By saying don't go to the extent of it, I mean don't start overthinking about it. Okay, don't. The second episode that we discussed about overthinking was all about that. But just don't go too much into it. Don't get too engrossed in it that you are just in a vicious cycle of thinking and thinking and thinking, and you're just gonna get yourself another problem if you already suffer with anxiety or something. So, once you have identified that, you know what to work on, right? So, work on that. Like, suppose you're sad because maybe you had a fight with your friend. Okay? Now, you identify that. Now, how you're gonna work on it is not keep cribbing, oh, I lost another friend. Oh, I should have said that. Oh, I didn't say that. It's already in the past. You said what you said in that moment of anger. Okay, but now what you can do to make things right is call that person or text it, but don't start to go to such begging of it, which gives me a great idea for episode 4. So wait up for that. So don't go so much into it, but just try to make up. Okay. That might lead to happiness because you just write wrong. I mean, yeah. Okay. So, this is what I wanted to say. I'm really out of words today for some reason, but the thing is, when you're sad, people start thinking there's something wrong with them, which really irritates me, to be honest. It's a normal thing. You're a human being. You can be sad, okay? You're gonna be a robot if you don't have emotions. So for the people out there who think that there's something wrong with them because they feel sad and bored all the time, there's not. There's literally not. Okay, so just like calm down about that. Also, if you're feeling sad, just one of the things that really works for me is putting on a movie. Or the second one is to go to my family and friends. That just both of them are just like gonna come really handy in putting away that sadness. Like you have a talk to them, you play something with them. I completely forget about everything. It's a very good distraction, which makes me come to my second point. Get a distraction. Start painting, drawing. Again, watching a movie, just do something, get a distraction for it. That's like the best thing you can do ever. Okay? Yeah. Also, what really works for me is going to WikiHow, which is a very good site. You just go to that site and you have like a multiple of things you can do. So just like, you know, why do I feel sad? Or like just sadness. Straight sad. Or there's a lot of things on how to overcome sadness. Right? That also works for me. Like, as I said again, watching quotes or doing anything like that, that just really works for me. Another thing, cry it out. Let your emotions flow. If you keep those emotions bottled up, it's only going to cause things worse for you. So just let it out. Maybe cry alone or maybe tell somebody about it. Just open your heart. The burden's going to be a lot lighter. Again, for distractions, you can listen to music, right? Listen to some music which can just help you relax and soothe yourself. Another thing that really works for me is maybe doing my skincare routine or maybe just taking a warm bath. Because, I don't know, it's just really relaxing. You know, if you have a hot tub, then it's just amazing for you. Just, yeah, you know, doing these little things, they're going to make you feel a lot better. Again, as we also discussed in episode 2, mindfulness is a great thing. Mindfulness helps you have a very happy life. So mindfulness is also another thing. Try meditation, which can help you. Now, the thing is, there are, again, if I'm coming to my first point, a lot of reasons why you're going to be feeling sad. The first thing is to acknowledge it. Okay, so you can actually go through that feeling and get into it a bit deeper and understand. And once you do understand that, you start feeling a lot better about yourself. Give yourself a pep talk. Like, pep talks, for me, they work a lot. Now, catch up for the third segment where I'm going to be telling you more about this. Okay, so we're now going to actually start to wrap this up. So I was talking about pep talks. Pep talks work a lot because you can just like give yourself a talk. But don't make it into denial. Like, don't start being, oh, I'm fine. And don't start to bury those feelings, because that's very wrong. Don't start to act like, oh, I'm fine. I'm completely okay. You know, this is all of this is just like stupid. No, what you're feeling right now, it's very real and you should give importance to it. Maybe seek professional help as well if it gets to a very big point. But pep talks work a lot. Giving yourself a pep talk as in, you know, all of this is happening, but it really matters how I'm dealing with it. So I'm going to deal with this positively, and I'm just going to go through this because I can do it. Okay, stuff like that. Giving yourself positivity, that's what you need. Okay, and just taking care of yourself, just keeping healthy and all, that also works. Thank you so much, guys. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. I have launched my website now as well. So I don't really know how I can share this with you, but if you could just write it down or note it. The link is https://rithviagarwal.wixsite.com/godstopthinking, and you will be led to this website. It has completely everything about our podcast as a blog. You can chat with me there. If anything you have in mind or there's some questions, you can also message me, send me a voice message on Anchor here as well. And please make sure to subscribe to that website as well so you can get daily updates and everything. And I really hope you enjoyed. Thank you so much. I love you all.